The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
New powers for Gardaí contained in emergency COVID-19 legislation, which were passed by the Dáil last week, have yet to be transferred into the force. Now, to discuss what these measures will mean for the public, along with how the force has been dealing with the coronavirus outbreak so far, and there are other matters to talk about too, we're joined by Minister for Justice and Equality, Charlie Flanagan. Minister, good morning.
Hello, Pat.
Now, the question of these new powers, let's talk about what they would allow the Gardaí to do that hitherto they have not been able to do.
Well, essentially, Pat, these would be emergency powers that Ireland is introducing, along with most of our EU colleagues, by the way, and indeed beyond, in order to address issues which ultimately are for the protection of the public. In other words, people will not be allowed to gather in large numbers, will not be allowed to hold or attend events, will not be allowed to move beyond the advice that the chief medical officer and public health officials have given government. So these are draconian powers, emergency powers for emergency days.
Yeah. For example, if you see people who are obviously over the age of 70 and they're out and about and they're not, you know, supposed to be, at the moment the Gardaí can advise them and maybe give out to them a bit, tick them off and say you should be at home, but they don't have the power to compel them if they're not a public order nuisance. However, they would have the power once these powers are transferred into the Garda force, and the same would apply to those people who were gathering at scenic locations yesterday in great numbers and not observing social distancing.
That's very true, Pat, but the important consideration is that the Gardaí are here to protect communities, to protect people, to protect the majority. A very, very small number of people appear to be flouting the regulations and not complying with the advice. Lives are being saved by people following the advice. So I don't anticipate a situation where the Gardaí will be forcibly disrupting large groups of people. Rather, what I foresee happening is already happening, and that is that the Gardaí will continue to advise, will continue to help, will continue to assist, will continue to be there for people, and will be there to remind people of these extraordinary regulations and the emergency times in which we're all living.
Okay, and what's the delay in transferring these regulations to the force?
These are complex regulations. These are regulations that are obviously interfering with rights that have long since been enjoyed. They're not put together lightly. My department here in Justice has been working closely with the Department of Health in ensuring the completion of the regulations, which I would expect to take place over coming days.
Okay, so the idea is that there will be a list of regulations which are abundantly clear to the Garda force from the top down, so that people on the beat will actually know exactly what their powers are and where those powers begin and end.
Well, I accept it's important that there's clarity. But remember, Pat, what we're doing here is actually protecting the majority of people. And what will happen is already happening. In other words, I don't anticipate a situation where we will be regulation heavy. The key point here is that the Gardaí will continue to approach these policing issues from a public health perspective. This is on the advice of the public health officials. I don't anticipate that there will be a widespread need to enforce these new regulations, but it's important, therefore, that they're in place nevertheless.
Yeah. Now, are they time limited in law?
Well, I would expect that as we move on to the next phase, which will be a relaxation of measures, again, only following the public health advice into the summer, I would expect then that there would be a general relaxation and, of course, a specific relaxation of these regulations. But that's for the future.
No, it's just that we have a number of comments and questions. When this is over, what happens to the powers? If we wanted to march against the government in the future, would they have more powers to arrest the marchers? That kind of question.
No, Pat, and another one says, this was made quite clear, not at all. It was made quite clear by the Taoiseach and government that these are emergency measures for emergency times. And of course, as time endures into the summer or beyond, I don't see any basis upon which these regulations will be further needed.